The people have spoken. And as someone who first and foremost wants to be a man of God, as a man of God, I also want to be one who loves others. And thus, I share with you this video, Mary, Did You Know? I've heard you. You love this song. It's endearing to you, and it is endearing to me too. I had many of you actually send me all sorts of different versions of this song this week. I listened to most of them. This was the one version that I was actually able to get web licensing for, so that's the reason we had to use this one. But in all seriousness, a number of years ago on a show called The Voice, there was a contestant named Jordan Smith that my family fell in love with, and we just loved following the show because of him. And near the conclusion of that season, he sang a version of Mary, Did You Know, which I obviously can't play and put online for you. So nonetheless, if you love that song, that's a version you need to look up, Jordan's version on The Voice. So good. Anyways, in the midst of my friendly opening of myself to banter with you, someone came at me on Facebook, particularly at my second favorite Christmas song, Brother Land, of all people, believe it or not. Yeah. For those of you who are part of our digital family who do not know Brother Land, he is a shoot straight kind of guy, but he has a big heart and he can take this, okay? Like, him and me are good. Don't worry. So if you don't know Brother Wayne or Brother Land, this is all good. Don't worry. But anyways, I quote, in regards to my second favorite Christmas song, he has the gall to say, please show me in Scripture the evidence of singing angels. My Bible tells me the angels only said. They spoke, not sang. Could it be that singing praise is given only to man? Brother Wayne, just poking the bear there, if you will. Although I'm kind of joking around right now and what have you, this I'm serious about. I'm fully convinced that God loves us and is honored by a multi-generational gathering, a multi-ethnic gathering, where we put aside our differences of opinion, particularly around things like music, and choose to just say, you know what? The style doesn't matter. The Savior is the one at the forefront. And so we join in singing often as a means to keep the Savior at the forefront and put aside our preferences. That I'm convinced of. And yet, Brother Wayne, after I had a little while to think about this, made a light bulb go on for me. Now, knowing what I just said is something that I believe with all my heart and I'm convinced of. My personal favorite style of worship is when you take something that's traditional and you put it with something completely off the wall or untraditional, and you meld these things together and they become like this beautiful harmony of things that should have never gone together, but they go together. Specifically for me, I love it when spoken word is added to contemporary or traditional worship music. Now, some of you might not understand what I mean by spoken word, so I'll say it like this. Rap. I love it when rap is included with traditional Christian song. In fact, knowing everything I already said about worship, I've actually only been able to worship in a gathering like this once, this side of heaven. And it was awesome for my soul. Like, I literally felt like I was before the throne room of heaven as a hip-hop artist sang in unison with an acoustic guitar, and together they praised, and my heart was just like blown away by this. I'm being serious right now. That is 100% my favorite style. And then Brother Wayne got me thinking. Maybe the angels rap. If they only speak, perhaps they speak in a spoken, rhythmic way, and we will be able to worship with the angels in a way that we never imagined before, but my heart has always longed for. Huh? And then, to make this even better, as I was searching for Mary, Did You Know, because I wanted oh so badly to play this for you all, because I love you and you love that song, I found this. Let's roll it.
When it comes to this season, I'm reminded of the past. Over 300 messianic prophecies came to pass. With the birth of a child, both God and man, our deliverer of sin, born with a battle plan. Sin waged war in our lives since the day of our birth, but now the deliverer, our rescuer, has come to break that curse. That which has separated us from the Father on this earth is about to be defeated by the coming of our King and Lord. Oh Mary, did
Mary,
you know?
Did you know that your baby boy on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child
that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. He made an appeal to the Father, our judge, by his death on our behalf. Satan never anticipated the aftermath. The chains are broken, the captives are set free. The oppressed and depressed can lift their heads, because we are free indeed. Our redemption sealed by the blood through the sacrifice of the one born to die, so that you and I can find the life he died for, to ensure forevermore the cure for death. Oh Mary, did you know?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you have kissed the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know?
It is finished. My debt is paid in full. Can I ever fully grasp what it took to save this soul? But I will lift my head and I will bear my cross. I've been sanctified by the blood so Satan can count his loss. The victory's mine by birthright, reborn in his name. Authority over evil because of the price that he paid. I see the heavens open wide and seated at the right hand of God is the one and only Son, the rescuer of the world.
Mary, did you know it's up there with Little Drummer Boy for me now? Hey, listen, Now, you want to play along with this a little more, I'm actually going to literally go on our Facebook page right now. And in our stories, I'm putting up a little poll. Mary, did you know traditional or Mary, did you know spoken word? And hey, if you're watching with this with your kids, their vote counts too, okay? Let's see what the people of Fort Alliance prefer. Traditional, spoken word. All right, have some fun with that. Anyways, in a wild way, if you will, like this differences of opinion of music, and I know we're just having fun, but in all seriousness, I believe this. This actually paints the perfect picture for the point I want to make today. And here's what really matters. It doesn't really matter what type of music you like or don't like. But even more than that, God longs for a multi-generational, multi-ethnic people to come to know him and to worship him. And the Christmas account of Luke chapter 2 makes this oh so clear that we have a Savior who has come for all people. And all the things that make us unique and make us different, those things are beautiful, but in the end, what really matters is Jesus has come for all. And that's what I want us to focus on this morning. Let me just reemphasize that for us from Luke chapter 2. I'll read a couple of those verses again. That night there were shepherds staying in fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but an angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. Not sung. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David." A Savior had been born. And the angel proclaimed this good news. I want to center in on that word. See, this word good news in our modern Christian circles has automatically moved us to this place where we think of the gospel, the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, as it should, and this is completely accurate. But I want to unpack this phrase, good news, a little bit more as we get going. See, this phrase, good news, is an ancient word. In our original languages here, it would actually be the word euangelion, and this word was really a post-military word. Here's what I mean by that. Let me set up a bit of a picture. Imagine being part of a community or a region, a city or a village, thousands of years ago. And your community, your region is engaged in some type of literal war. And in the midst of this literal war, this season of war that you find yourself in, the fighting trained soldiers, the able-bodied men of the community or the region are away at the front line, fully ready and fully engaged in battle. And yet, back in your region or your community, there you are. The women and the children, the elderly men, just waiting. This is very difficult for us, 2020 North America, Canada, Fort Saskatchewan, to maybe picture. But like, think about it. There you are, waiting to see what happens, to figure out what's next for your region, your community. And if it doesn't go your way, at the very least, you likely become an occupied community or region. Most likely, more likely, an enslaved or a completely captive type people now. Not uncommon to have enemy come in and pillage, rape, kill. There you are, just waiting. I mean, I can only imagine the anxiety, the worry, the fear that sets in as day by day goes by, or as week by week, maybe even month by month goes by. Now, I don't think this is necessarily a fair comparison, because that picture is something beyond what I've ever experienced or could even imagine. But to say that we're a people that are sitting there waiting, wondering what's next, is literally where we're at. We live in a community, a region, a world that is just bound by fear right now. It's a daily message we have to navigate and process. Go back to that picture of waiting a few thousand years ago. One day, you see someone running towards your region, running towards your community. And he is shouting, "Euangelion! Euangelion!" Or as we would say in English, "Good news! Good news! We won!" This is the way in which this term was used in ancient days. Good news, we won. A message that in the midst of this fear, of this waiting, is like, whew, no more concern of being taken captive, of death, of pillaging, of worse. Like this, it's relieved, released. That feeling, that sense is gone. This is the term and the roots, this word, good news. Bring it back to today. We have a community, a region, a world so desperately in need of good news. Good news that is for all people. A Savior has come. We won. A Savior has come, a message that brings hope. And for us at Fort Alliance, our desire is that in this season, this Christmas season, we might bring this message of hope to our community, our region, our world, as digitally we shout, "Euangelion, good news." And this is a little bit different in how I would normally prepare, how I would normally communicate to you, but Fort Alliance and our extended digital family who week after week tune in, we want to invite you to join us in shouting and then in praying that this good news would just go out in ways we never imagined. We want to invite you to be a part of sharing, of liking, of commenting. I don't know if I can fully understand the algorithms of digital church, and I'm not even sure I want to, if I'm honest. But nonetheless, the more you engage with us online, the more we're able to have this good news message go out. And we have, via our volunteers and our staff, we have put in hundreds of hours to prepare for this week to ensure that we can proclaim at the top of our lungs good news. The King has come. Jesus, a Savior, has been born. And so would you join us in inviting and sharing this good news via your social media and the other platforms that you have available to shout Euangelion and good news. We just want you to be a part of this. This is us taking a message of hope that is so desperately needed in our world today. And finally, we want to invite you to pray. We know that this is such a significant season, and we want to pray as we lean into it. we're going to actually give you right now some silence in this service. And it's there for a reason. It's there because we want you, as you're watching this, to literally stop and in your heart, or even if you're on your own, maybe out loud, to pray, to come before the throne of grace and just pray for our community, our region, and our world, and that the message of Jesus, a Savior, has been born for messages for all people will go out through Fort Alliance, but through the many, many other means that will be out there to join us in prayer. And so, in the moment that you will be given, just in a second or two here, please, please, literally stop and pray as you watch the service. And we're going to close off by having one of our big brothers, Larry, come forward, and he's going to pray. And so at this point, I'm going to turn it to you. Will you pray for this Christmas season, for our community, our region, and our world? And then Brother Larry will lead us after that.